Okay, we're not going to be on very long tonight. Those that's not on the call and that is listening to this recording, I ask that you will shoot me an email saying that you did listen to this recorded call on tonight. Those that are on the call, I know who's on here, so you don't have to do that. But those that are not on the call that is listening to this recording, please shoot me an email saying that you have listened to this recording. Okay? Tonight, we're not going to be very long. Just want to talk on several things just very quickly that Yahweh spoke into my spirit. He spoke some things and began to deal with me concerning being prophetic, the prophets, and being what it means to be prophetic, some of the qualities, some of the qualifications of being prophetic. Is someone trying to say something? Okay. Some of the qualities and the qualifications of being prophetic and being a prophetic vessel. One of the qualifications of being a prophetic vessel is consistency and loyalty. A lot of times we as prophets, we think that being a prophet means that you are just free will, go anywhere, do whatever you want to do. Prophesy in any group, prophesy to any group, and do not understanding that Yahweh assigns prophets. And prophets are assigned to particular areas. David had his prophet assigned to him, which was who? Nathan. Nathan was David's assigned prophet. Samuel was an assigned prophet. His assignment was to the children of Israel at that time. And then when his assignment was released off of him, he had another assignment. Eli. He also had an assignment. So we got to look at these things. There are assignments to prophets. We have too many rogue prophets that wants to join and do everything. And they want to prophesy to everyone. They want to help every person. Prophets, you are not the Red Cross. And you have a Red Cross mentality, and you're missing your training because you are a busybody, always in someone else's face that is not your assignment. Oh, come on, y'all. Please listen to this. This is, I am really hitting some things because Yahweh spoke this to me. He said, the prophets, when you don't feel though you're being used, you go around and you look for someone that will use you. When you don't feel as though you can't be loyal to a certain area, you go around and look for something else that you can be loyal to. Yahweh is so upset with our unfaithfulness. He has assigned us to a particular area, and we become unfaithful. Women, if your husband is unfaithful to you, how angry do you get? If they even show a little glimpse of unfaithfulness, if they show a little glimpse of disrespect or rejection or anything, you become angry. But yet we do Yahweh and his assignments and his covenants the exact same way. And then we have the nerve to get upset when man do it that way. Prophets, there are assignments over your life. There are places that Yahweh is calling you to. There are people that he have assigned you to. Half of the prophets do not even understand their assignment. Half of the prophets, they think that being a prophet, just going around, going to different churches and prophesying, that is not what being a prophet is. You are a rogue mystic. You are now tapping into spirited things, and you're not walking in obedience. Many of you are giving forth a sacrifice of prophesying, but you're not walking in the obedience of being loyal, consistent, and faithful, learning, training. I'm telling you, it's good to me tonight because Yahweh spoke this and he began to show some things to me. He began to reveal some things to me. He began to reveal that we are so easy being in the face of people. We are so easy trying to take our ministry that Yahweh have not given us. We're doing things. Let me just give you an example because I'm not preaching. I'm not talking about something that I haven't been through. I've been rebuked severely People always ask me, well, how are you anointed? How are you in the place you are? How do you hear? How do you see? It's because I learned to sit still and stop being a busybody. Yahweh, I used to have people that will call me, y'all, and it felt so good. And y'all hear me tell this all the time. It felt so good that someone needed my help. It felt so good that someone saw me as a prophet. It felt so good that someone needed me to pray for them. It felt so good that someone pumped up my prideful head and called me for prayer. It was a good feeling. And I will pray for people that already have pastors. Trespassing. Prophesy to people that already have pastors. Trespassing. Giving them a prophetic word that the pastor don't know nothing about. Trespassing. Out of order. Being rogue. And wonder why no one respected me. And we are raising a lot of rogue prophets in the church today. One thing I teach the people that follow me, and if you don't do what I'm teaching you, you're disobedient. So your sacrifice ain't worth anything. Your sacrifice is in vain. Your prophecy is in vain. All that you're doing on the day of judgment, Yahweh's going to laugh because he said he laughs at his enemy. You become his enemy when you're not obeying. So on judgment day, he's going to laugh at your futile attempts of being a prophet. And one of the things I tell the people in our church is whenever you give a prophetic word to anyone that belongs to another church, always make sure the pastor is there.
Yes.
How many of you are on the phone prophesying to people that pastors don't even know you done gave a prophetic word? I dare someone take one of my children that I don't even know and tell them to go do something or give them instructions, and I don't know you.
Try.
I dare a stranger give my child food. My child will not eat nothing from no strange person. I'm sorry. I know better. My child would not, no, don't offer my child no bag of chips because you're a stranger. I don't know you, no. Don't offer my child no cookies. You're a stranger. I don't know you. Leave my child alone. How many of us are operating in that same realm in the prophetic?
A lot.
There's Prophet Bell. Prophet Bell. You have anything to say? I love tagging with Prophet Bell. Anything you have to say?
You were saying how some people, they will prophesy to people, and I've seen it done as well. And sometimes even after a service, I've seen people even outside the building, and they go straight to the person. The pastor of the church don't know anything. And really what you're doing is really spiritual and illegal trespassing. That's exactly
That's what you're
doing. There's no type of order or anything. People just think they could just go up to anybody and just start prophesying. No honor, no respect to the leadership. It's out of order. Big time out of order. I don't care if it's all your prophecy is 100% accurate, which they should be, but still, you cannot go against that umbrella of authority.
Mm-hmm. And it's done so often. And it's often done by immature prophets. I'm not even going to call them prophets. Immature people that got to feel good about their self. Yes.
I also feel that the person that's being prophesied to is responsible if there are pastors in the church. If we go somewhere and your pastor's there and somebody calls you out and prophesies to you, I feel like that person should find their pastor and ask them to come up there too. Because it had happened to me plenty of times.
Mm-hmm. That is something that I can truly say Evangelist Smith have done. And we have another one in our church named Deidre. Oh, my Lord. Even if she get prophesied to out in the street, she comes calling me. Hold on. You got to tell my pastor that.
It's not just the prophet, their responsibility. I think it's the one that your sheep's supposed to let you know also.
It's both responsibility.
Right.
It's one thing my mom always told me, do not eat from a stranger. She always told me that. My mom don't play that. Even when I used to be out, even when kids, beg and see, my mom would, she would literally jump on me. You don't beg a stranger for anything.
No.
How many of us as people in the church, we do that? We beg a strange prophet for a word. We eat off the tables of strangers. Now, I know there's something, and I'm talking to parents. I need y'all to see this because the type of parent I am, you're not doing this. We lived in a town where they were poison. You remember when they did the trick-or-treating things and they poisoned candy? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Poison and
demonic forces are real, people.
Apostle Sunita, a lot of people that I've been in contact with down through the years, they don't want a word from a familiar prophet or somebody that knows them, because they say, well, they know me. They're just saying that what I want to hear or what sounds good. So they seek out somebody they don't know, and then they judge that to be Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Because they're seeking to hear a word that they want to hear versus a word that Yahweh has ordained for them to hear. they're seeking something to confirm their longing, to confirm their desires of who they are.
Yeah, to justify what they want to do
. Because if I go out and I seek seven prophets, eventually somebody going to tell me what I want to hear.
Exactly. And the devil makes sure of
it. I got to admit that, because I remember, well, when I first, me and my ex-husband, separated, and I had just got into the church, and I was, what you want to say, ho-hopping from church to church, trying to seek somebody to give me comfort. And that's a bad thing to do, because you get confused. People be telling you one thing, and then another one telling you this, and you'll get confused.
And that's when you become deformed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I did that, and when I first, because I was hurt behind my marriage, and I wanted my husband back, and at that particular time, I thought I wanted him back. So I was going from church to church, trying to seek some kind of satisfaction. But I thank Yahweh that he gave me the strength to really go and stick to that one church that I was in at that time. I stopped doing it because I saw that I was getting confused.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start getting confused, then you know that it's not of Yah.
Right.
So I got out of that. I stopped doing it, and I stayed right where I was supposed to be at that particular time. And I grew from that.
Mm-hmm. It is so dangerous to eat.
It is.
Go ahead.
To eat from somebody else's table, because you don't know what kind of hands their hands are being into. You don't know what you're eating, and their hands could be contaminated. Mm-hmm. And you're steady eating this stuff from other people, and then you're getting contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sharing that because I know I can talk.
Well, you know, even when someone have offered my children something and they insisted on them to have it, I would, Yahweh spoke something to me. He says, how dare you feed your child something that you haven't ate?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all catch that one.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you allow your child take and eat something that you have not ate? Oh, come on, y'all. Y'all know I'm teaching tonight.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We do these things. We go around and we look for the prophetic, and it, and that's, and you know, I know some pastors, I lie to you not, I know some pastors who don't care who you get a prophetic word from. I know some pastors, because why? That means they don't have to do a job. They don't have to do their work. Don't you got someone else to call and pray for? Get you a prayer partner. I know pastors like that. They too lazy to get up out their sleep in the midnight hours and do their job. Their job is to watch over your soul. Your soul do not sleep.
Say that again.
And, yeah, I know this about some. I have met pastors. Y'all, I met them. They too sorry to get up out their midnight hour to tend to their sheep and tell them it can wait until the morning. How you know what they sold? Come on, not unless I always spoke to you. Now, if you're doing it out of being lazy, woe unto you, shepherd. There's a lot of leaders that are not going to be able to be good leaders because they're too lazy to lead. They're too wrapped up in their own personal issues to be a leader. We had, I thank Yahweh, because I had a church member of mine. Something happened 3:00 in the morning. And I tried to set different ringtones for our church members. I really do. You know, right now we got a small church. I can do that. I try to set different ringtones for our church members. Later on, Yahweh gave me another strategy of how to do it when our church get larger. He gave me another strategy of how to know when church members are calling. But at this moment, I try to set certain ringtones. And there's a ringtone that came in the middle of the night, and it automatically woke me up. I looked at the time. I said, it's 3 a.m. This is important. I answered the phone. And truly it was, because I found out one of our church members was trying, was going into the hospital for attempted suicide.
Hmm.
Pastors, some of y'all are so sorry. That's why you're not capable of being a pastor, because you're too sorry.
Ellen.
You let your child eat from any table. You let your child do whatever they want to do. Yahweh is talking to the prophets today. He's talking to the, there's a time prophet that you got to, because I'm going to tell you, I felt good. All people called me and asked me to be part of their organization, asked me to be part of this group, asked me to be part of that group. Oh, I am so needed. Oh, the anointing on me. Oh, they need my help. They need me to pray. And then, oh, don't call me back and say, girl, when you pray, the Lord fixed it. Please don't do that. My little head got bigger. Oh, I can talk about me. I could talk about it. My head got bigger. Who else can I pray for? Oh, let me help. Let me do this. Let me. It won't even faithful to my own training. Ouch. Won't even faithful to my own. So prophets on the line tonight. Characteristics of being a prophet is consistency. Denial. You got to learn to deny thyself. Deny thyself. If Yahweh, you know what I ought to do? I ought to write a list of the qualifications of prophetic through the scriptures for being a prophet. Some of y'all wouldn't even make it past two. I love Ezekiel. Ezekiel, oh my Lord. Ezekiel's wife, it said the love of his heart was dying that day. Instead of him spending time with his dying wife, he had to continue on what? Preaching the gospel. Some of us, is it wrong for me? Is it wrong for me? Yes, it is. Wow. Powerful, isn't it? Qualification of being the prophet means being able to deny thyself. I remember I was listening to T.D. Jakes. And T.D. Jakes said he got upset because his, and I know using T.D. Jakes, but this was good from T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes said he got upset when the Lord called his wife into ministry. He said that. He said, I was upset when the Lord called my wife into ministry. He said, that means I had to share her. Ah. Can we truly see the qualifications of the prophetic? That means being consistent, being stationed, being still. Stop being busy. Stop feeling needed. Oh, some of y'all are too needy to be a prophet. I need to feel wanted. You're too needy. Qualifications of the prophet. Prophet, you have anything you want to add?
I'm just listening right now.
Was I teaching Prophet Bell?
You're teaching good.
Okay. I got to ask the prophet.
I mean, most, you ask that question, the qualifications, and a lot of people would say, well, the main qualification of a prophet is that his prophecies come to pass. That everything he say come to pass. But yet, no character.
No character.
No stability. No really understanding what Yahweh's delegated authority is. Can I go outside? Can I go outside of the umbrella of authority? Without leadership knowing, because I am a prophet and Yahweh talked to me. So do I really need permission of the apostle? It's kind of quiet now.
Yeah. a lot of prophets don't believe that they're subject to authority as well.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true. But you know,
but they
what?
Hear from Yahweh. That's
they
all they need.
Wake up to it, though.
But if we go back to, I think it was last Tuesday, I made a statement. I said, "Is your prophetic declaration lining up with the authority of the apostles?"
Prophets on the line, do you know who you are assigned to? Do you know your? Are you like Nathan? Do you know that David was your assignment? Do you know? Some of us, we think everybody is assigned to us. Everywhere we go, that's our assignment. Every person we see, if we see them, if they call us, we obligated to pray for them. We obligated to give them a word. You know how I stopped a lot of mess in my life? Because I used to be caught up in a lot of drama. didn't know how to treat my kids, didn't know how to treat my husband, didn't know nothing. You know why I was caught up in all that drama? Because I was caught up in everybody else's drama. Everyone that called a prayer, everyone that called with an issue, everyone that had a problem, I did it. I jumped right on in it. And guess what happened? Because they want my assignment, their issue jumped right on me. That's why I looked cross-eyed at my kids. That's why I didn't know how to do this. That's why I didn't know how. That's why I didn't have no clues on how to do this in my mind. That's the reason why I was all messed up. But in order for me to get to the place of understanding, I had to let go of a lot of people's drama. Thought I was doing something. Yeah, I was messing my own self up. Do you know I even had to learn to ask my leadership, is it okay for me to pray for them? Is it okay? Am I ready to minister to that person? See, we talking about we doing it by the book. No, we ain't. We're not doing it by the book. Go back and look in the book and see how the book told us how to do it. Elisha didn't get released until Elijah said so.
Yeah.
Is it okay for me to pray for this issue? Do you think I can handle this issue? I remember I used to pray for some stuff and my mind was messed up. Had attitude problems. There's certain people, y'all, you can't even talk to because why if you just got delivered from being a drunk, you go into a bar to go minister? So how many of us on the phone ministering to people that have the same issue we have? And it's a girl I can relate. That's what I'm going to right now. Like, stupid. Girl, I know, right? Uh-huh. You ain't doing nothing but feeding each other demons. And wow. Think that y'all just ministered to one another. Yes, you did. You ministered to the problem. Am I hitting home here?
Yes,
you're hitting home.
And then you start, and then your prayers get all fuzzy and funny. Then you start praying crazy stuff. Oh, we need to hit the prayers of the prophet too one day. One of the things I'm tired of is people praying these prayers that is written in books. I done taught on that. Why are you praying a prayer that someone else has conceived? That's like having an extra sexual relationship in marriage. Oh. Did y'all catch that one?
Caught it.
Why are you praying these prayers? The prayer should come from the inside of you. Prayer is intimacy time with Yahweh, not someone else's intimacy time. So prayer time is your intimacy time, not someone else's. I did a teaching one time, spiritual pornography. And that's what a lot of these immature prophets are doing, spiritual pornography. Mm. Just because it was category as intimacy doesn't mean it was conception intimacy. It doesn't mean, oh, yeah, I had to break this down. You know what? We should do this. We should do a teaching on that one. But I'm done. I said I'm going to be on loan. I am completely done. Is there anyone else? Pastor Jerry, anything you want to say?
Yes. Sorry.
Anything you want to add?
Well, I totally agree with everything that I've heard here tonight, you know, that so many people seek ministry, and like I said, I've not been around a lot of true prophets or the ministry of prophets and apostles, but I've seen a lot of people come through that prophesied to people and gave them a word, and how people just flock to that. They could tell them that they anything, and they would just do it. I mean, they would and these people that would come by, they would just absolutely take advantage of the people in the church. And not all of them, but some of them were probably sincere, but they were sincerely wrong. You know, since I've been associated with this ministry and learned as much as I have over the last several years, it all makes sense to me. I knew that something wasn't right about it, you know, that why people would have to seek a stranger to tell them something and fear to receive a word from people you know, when the Bible clearly says, know those that labor among you,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if we don't know who's laboring among you, anybody could come by. I guarantee you, if somebody come by my house, like you said, and start peddling something, and I don't know anything about them, I don't know anything about their product, then I just receive whatever they say in good faith, there's something wrong. Because the Bible says for us to prove all things and to hold
mm-hmm.
fast that which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And if we believe that our church is good, our pastor's good, our leadership is good, then why would we seek something else?
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with us. Because I believe that what we're doing is we're trying to find, like I said earlier, somebody to condone what we want to do, somebody that will endorse that, somebody that will confirm what we want to do. And like you said, if we look long enough, we're going to find it. And if that's really what's in your heart, the devil will make sure of that. You find that person that will confirm what you want to do or what you want to believe. But you're opening yourself for deception, self-deception, and you're allowing somebody else to deceive you. We better be prayerful. We better know those that labor among us. We better seek that which is true. And even if it goes against the grain and we get upset and pout, sometimes it does us good. And that's what you always said to Jonah. When he was pouting after he sent him down there into Nineveh, and he had to go by the way of the whale. And when he finally got out of there, he still went down there and he preached, and the Lord spared Nineveh. And then he went and pouted about the thing. That's the way a lot of people are. Even if we have to pout, you know, and God says it does you good to pout. In other words, get over it. You know, just accept truth and go on. You know, if we really have a determination to make it, we really have a desire to live for Yahweh, then we're gonna want truth, even if it's not what we really wanted to hear to begin with. But we will accept it with gladness of heart and do what's right. And it kind of goes back, you know, to what I've shared with you before with Brother Love. When I told him one time when I was a lot younger, and he came by and he was an evangelist, and I knew him and his wife very well, and I had him at my house for dinner, and I said, you know what? I said, I am so tired of going through trials. I said, it just seemed like I just get out of one, I go into another, and I just whine, and then just tell him all this stuff I was going through, and he looked at me, and he said, Jerry, why don't you just make it easy on yourself and do it right the first time? And I was so mad. I couldn't wait for him to leave. I was so mad, and I was pounding, and went in my room, had a fit, and I was telling God, I said, look at this. I trusted this man, and this is a man of God, and look how he's talking to me. And when I got still and got through whining and crying, the Lord said, he's right. He's right. And then I had to repent and had to accept truth and move on up.
Mm-hmm.
So if he gave me a word and, you know, just petted up flesh and that little whine and said, oh, you know, and things are going to be better, and the Lord's going to do this and that and the other, and it's just for a season, and you've endured your hardship as a good soldier, and just petted my flesh, I'd still be in that mess today.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank Yahweh for true prophets or true ministers that will give you the truth.
Amen. Evangelist Smith, we thank you for your input tonight. We would like to hear more of you like that.
Yes, we would.
Okay, I'll try.
We'd like to hear more. It's time for y'all to be pulled out. I'm going to start asking some of y'all that have never taught on the line to do some teaching as well. So, but I'm going to give y'all time period. I ain't going to, like, call y'all like I will go do Jana today. Don't make Jana teach tonight out of meanness. but we think she said she was ready. She said she was ready. But
we thank
you gotta be ready all the time. So we thank Yahweh for that. We thank Yahweh for tonight's word. We thank Yahweh for each and one of you. I pray that you get it. Go back and listen to the recording. Go back and listen to what Yahweh is saying. Catch this and get it good, because it leads us into the vagabond, and we need to really understand the vagabond even the more, because I look at vagabonds in a whole nother light, because the vagabond is a curse. It's not a spirit, and a lot of prophets are walking in the vagabond curse because they refuse to give respect to authority.
Right.
Huh?
I said amen. That's right.
I'm still on. Okay. So we thank Yahweh for all of that, and we praise Yahweh. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and just get on off the line tonight, and we thank Yahweh for y'all. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.